try this. Derp. 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 This is because I unplugged my webcam and moved my USB plugs around like an idiot on the Meta Show. And here we are. Let's try that again. All right, boys and girls, as you heard, Apple Pear, there is going to be a fleet pretty soon. We just wasted a little bit of time with some IT fuckery because that's how I roll. And I have a bunch of stuff for you today. We're going to be businesslike because there are puppies to murder. And that is one of the reasons why I want to get us back out there. As you guys know, the deployment has began a couple weeks ago. You need to be in the Jeff group. Can I get a link for joining Jeff posted in Elysium, please? Because there are a lot of pings going out. And if you are not a member of the Goonfleet Expeditionary Force user group, you are not going to get any of those fucking pings. So there is a bunch of stuff happening. An entire region is falling as fast as we can purge, burn, and kill. And we need to enable more purging, burning, and killing. One of the reasons why we're doing this is that if we do not test the power of our military and exercise our scouts, exercise our hackers, be they GSFOE or just people practicing their F2s and joining to scout, joining to hack, which is incredibly useful. We'll get to that in a little bit. If we don't learn how to maintain our military readiness, we're just going to rot away like Test was doing, like Test is doing, out in Outer Passage. So we got involved in this thing in Faith Abelis, and then Constantine the Sincere decided to run his fucking mouth and piss off Dark Shines, and here we are. Faith Abelis is falling, the Pappies are calling it a floodplain, and we are having I am actually not going to talk about the things that are happening in Jeff, because you should be in Jeff and getting involved with that. So what do we need? What are we doing? Scouts are critically important at a time like this. If you're involved in the Scouts channel, we love you. We want you to keep doing your thing. We have a lot of fleets in a lot of different areas within Faith Abelis and some of the surrounding regions, and there is a lot of activity. And in those environments, it is critically important for us to have situational awareness. There's a big fog of war when a region falls. We cannot always assume that our enemies are going to continue to fall apart and run for the hills. They're insisting the stuff we're purging is a floodplain and that they will fight us in Tenerifus. We haven't gone to Tenerifus yet, but I am excited about the idea. We will burn that bridge when we come to it. The main thing is this. We can only purge as much as you are willing to kill the Pappies, right? We've had this happen before. You know me. Alexander wept when there was no more regions full of puppies to set on fire and burn and harvest their screams, which is a challenge, right? So essentially, we're trying to do this as efficiently as possible to minimize the amount of burnout on you guys and maximize the amount of pappy that's set on fire. So we can go as long and as far as you are willing to kill and purge. And so far, you've been very willing to kill and purge, and I'm very happy about that. So join Scouts. When we have Baltic fleets, I said this last week, I'm going to remind you guys again, when we have Baltic fleets, make sure that you have a balance of Megathrons and Apox in Baltic fleets. There is now a, as of last week, again, a cool kids option there. You can bring a pimped out Napoc. There's information on how to fit it into the thread if you can find the ones that Initiative hasn't bought yet. We are now staging out of, I guess I might as well say this here. We are moving in 3L TAC. That is where the next purge nexus is going to be flowing from. There've been move ops already today, so that is where we are headed. Please help stock that shit. It always takes us a little bit to get our new deployment staging up and running and the purge cycle going, but that's where we are. Train Sleipnirs, if you haven't started yet, that is part of DACA fleet. Those have been very popular. And of course, like at every fireside, I am to remind you that we need more PI. And I'm sure that right around any second now, if he hasn't lost his Leshak, oh, it's going to be Ranger, not Rat Knight. I was going to put a Rat Knight losing a Leshak joke in there, but here we are. So check that information out on how to do PI for the Alliance. We need it. It might be a slight pain in the ass, but in practice, if I can figure out how to do it, you can figure out how to do it. And I can barely make my microphone work on a fireside that I do every fucking week. So if I can do PI, you can manage it. Now, what else do we have? Shoutouts for devs. We have made a tremendous amount of progress, whereby we, I mean the organization, but really all of the devs and people who've been involved in managing the devs and working and communicating with them on the great IT unfuckening process. You guys are fucking heroes. Like, the fact that we are at a point where we have the skill checker app that is in testing, that is looking really cool, and it's even mittens proof, that's super awesome. A lot of our Geist issues have been worked through. Please check your characters in Auth if they are throwing any, if you go to Auth and you look at your characters and they say they're failing or they're failed, just re-add them. I had to do it as well. Everybody's had to do it. Shit happens, but we've actually kind of drilled down on this because the guys have been heroes. So big gold stars, big shout outs. Mittens proofing is the final excuse for any kind of app or test, is if I can figure out how to do it, then it's user friendly enough, because if my high ass can manage it, it's cool. All right. Again, I'm wanting to rip through this as rapidly as possible because we do have puppies to murder. And one final thing that I really want to herf about is something that sort of came up accidentally on the meta show yesterday. I wasn't sure whether we were going to be talking about it or not. There are a number of people who are going to FanFest this year. There seem to be less players going to FanFest this year. We had a little conversation about it on the meta show, and it looks like a lot of people are not too happy with CCP and are not going to FanFest this year. So I don't want to spoil that party. But I do want to let people know that that seems to be a situation that things are in. And I also want to herf blurfs and pimp Goon Berlin, because a lot of the crew that would normally be at FanFest is actually going to Goon Berlin. And I will be linking that presently. So that is going to be in July 9th and 10th. Check that out. A bunch of us are going to be there. It should be cool and good. All right, let me take some questions. Once again, guys, one of the things we really need you to be doing, if you are willing to kill the Pappy, is to be getting in these fleets and participating in the Goonfleet Expeditionary Force. There's a lot of action out there, and some of it, of course, is whining and excuses and running from the enemy and insisting that they are going to stand and fight at some point in the Tenerife zone, and that's fine, but if they are going to let us sweep the shit and turn these regions into rubble, we're going to do it. A question about when is the next move up from 1DQ to Jeff's new staging? I think there has been a bunch of pings for move ups so far. I can't speak to the next one from 1DQ, but we should have them. And I agree that we should have them. So I'm throwing out there for the Jeff Cords to do it. One of them just occurred, like one of the move ups literally just landed less than an hour ago. Do we have Baltech contracts in 3L? Probably not yet, but we would love to have them. We would love to get 3L fully stocked for War and Murder. Where do we put questions and links for the Fireside, which is absolutely not bingo bait three Firesides in a row? I appreciate it, BP. We, of course, do that here in Elysium at conference.goonfleet.com. Because I always keep the mumble questions view minimized, and bingo links are in scrollback. And what do we do with the knife? And I'm sure that this is absolutely not bingo bait as well. We twist the fucking knife. We have to exercise our muscles when it comes to using our military and remembering that F2 is a thing. F2 is a thing. If you don't know what I'm talking about there, we need you to do more than just turn up on fleets. We want you to practice independent skill sets that can help move the dial for our fleets. A great one to get started in. You don't actually have to be in GSFOE, which is our hacking group, if you want to learn how to Intosis. So when we say GSFOE is great, they are fucking great, and I love them, and I encourage you to join them. But if you're just hacker curious and you're not, I'm not sure I want to join another SIG for whatever reason, you are encouraged as an experiment to get started with an F2, to just start bringing a hacking alt and ask the GSOE guys for help and just learn around. More hackers, more better, especially when we're eating our Fozzysov Wheaties here, eating our Fozzysov bowls and taking big, I don't know, this is a shitty metaphor. Taking big Fozzysov poops after Wheaties and vegetables. I got nothing. It's got to get done, and it's a lot easier for your fleet commanders if we have people bringing hackers en masse. So we appreciate that. Please keep that going. What happened to UAX Death? I thought it was Leading Fire, but it's this Constantine person. Constantine has been the Legion of Death guy for a while now. It's been ages since Death was involved. Ages, ages, ages. Let me get some of the questions. And then we are going to pause and send you out on ops because, again, War and Murder. Fish update. No news is really good news there. I'm pretty happy about that. The fish are fat and happy. Maybe they're not supposed to be fat, but we have a purple spotted gudgeon who is basically a Jabba the Hutt fish farm. All right, we're going to go kill a fucking Fortizar or something. Can we get someone from Bastion to teach the new corps there how to report intel better? Intel reporting is something that sort of requires collective shaming. If there are crappy things happening in a channel, you guys know what to do. I love GSOL. Very good question. I fucking love GSOL. GSOL owns. Okay, is Apple Pear going to yell at me again? Are we nearly at the thing? I think we're past the point where I need to send you guys out. Let me check my notes real quick. Scouts, we did that shout out. We did PI. We talked about balance of battleships and Baltic fleets. We talked about what you need to do. We did shout outs for GSFOE and the pimped hacking in general, GSFOE or otherwise, as an excellent way for you to get started learning how to do more than just press F1, but to press F2. We gave dev shout outs and we mentioned Goon Berlin. Excellent. All right, boys and girls, that is going to be it for today. This was a quick fireside. I appreciate you turning up, and I appreciate you purging these regions efficiently and in a focused way even better. Let's help with those move ops. Let's get this new market and 3L stock in the pub, seeing the knife. Thank you for coming. Let's get back out there.